Hi, I'm Katie Page.
And I'm Paul Ashton.
And we made a comedy feature film called This Isn't Funny that Maria Menounos and Kevin Undergaro helped us produce.
Along with us, it stars Anthony LaPaglia, Eddie Gathegi, Mimi Rogers, David Pasquese, Gia Carides, and Danielle Panabaker.
And it features some hilarious stand-up comedy from Beth Stelling, Ahmed Barucha, Will Weldon,
and Katie. And you can stream the film right now in the U.S. store of iTunes, on Google Play, and at Amazon.
And if you like it, please tell your friends, share it, and rate it.
Thanks so much, guys.
Into the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans. Producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows. Interviewing celebrities and showrunners. And bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Welcome back, After Buzzers, to Original Season 3, Episode 6, Beautiful Mistake. I'm Roxy Stryer. You can find me everywhere at Roxy Stryer, alongside the amazing chat mistress, Tiana Hobson.
Hello, everyone. You can find me everywhere online at the Tiana Hobson, and I am in the live chat right now, and some of you guys are making me angry, but I'm choosing to ignore you because I love you all so much.
The lover of love, Katie Campbell.
Hi, guys. You can find me on Twitter at Katie E.E. Campbell. That's Katie with three E's Campbell.
And we're very lucky to have Sam Davidson joining us today from the Vampire Diaries panel. We've stolen her. We have brought her here. We might keep her. We'll see.
Love you guys. So happy to be here. Sam Davidson. You can find me at SamD43 on Twitter.
And you can find us at AfterBuzz TV, AfterBuzzTV.com, YouTube.com/AfterBuzzTV, on iTunes, on SoundCloud, wherever you are. Make sure you're talking to Tiana. Otherwise, she'll cry. Leave us that comment, and we read everything you guys have to say. We love it. That intro really helped with the pick-me-up, guys.
It did. I like that intro.
It's a great intro for a great episode tonight. Overall thoughts going across the board. T, how'd you feel?
I really liked tonight's episode. I think that it sets up the stage for a lot. I know I say that every week, I feel like, but I really do enjoy that every time an episode is finished, I'm like, just when I thought things couldn't get any more complicated, they complicate things even more. So, And yay, Claire Holt was back, so yay.
Oh, yeah, you always got to throw that in your intro speech.
Yes.
Like, Claire Holt, love her. Yeah, Katie, how'd you feel?
I am glad she's back, too, and I want her to stay, which unfortunately, I think they're going to throw that in front of us a few times in the next couple episodes, but I really have confidence that she'll come back. But I really do like the episode. I'm kind of scared about Aurora and where she actually lies, whose side she's actually on.
Yeah, we'll get into it.
I think this was maybe one of my favorite episodes of this season so far, like first or second favorite. I love Aurora, and I was annoyed, though, with the Rebecca thing. I'm just constantly annoyed by that. As far as the actress, you know, as far as Claire Holt being on the show, they brought her back and then they daggered her. Like, seriously, it's annoying.
So, I don't know. The chat role, I missed this conversation, but they were saying that Macy, who is the other Rebecca, is in the new Star Wars movie. So maybe that's why
We just needed to close
needed
that
to,
out.
Needed to, like, kind of close that out because she's about to go be big-time movie star or something.
Yeah, we saw Rebecca last week, too. They probably flew her out for a week, and she shot the tail end of last episode. And this episode, now she'll probably be back in New Zealand, Australia, I don't know where she is right now. Somewhere else in the world that isn't on our show. But I would love to see her more. We'll get into Rebecca in a little bit. But I wanted to start by talking about one of the storylines I'm really interested in, which is what's going on with Cammy and this whole kidnapping situation here. So Kenny arrested Cammy last week, and we are all kind of outraged about it. I don't know, Sam, how did you feel about the whole arrest? Did you think that it was valid, or did you think it was ridiculous?
No, it's extremely frustrating to watch. It's like the audience knows so much, and like this guy, you know, doesn't know anything, and it's just frustrating.
Yeah, that's exactly where we were, and now we see that she doesn't even end up getting arrested because Lucien stops them in their tracks and kidnaps both of them and then uses his unfair advantage, which is being a vampire, and compels them to do exactly what he needs.
So Lucien set this whole thing up too, right? He kind of framed her to get arrested so he could get the evidence, you know, all in one spot and then do it in his house.
And if Lucien set her up, that means that also Tristan set her up, because we know Lucien and Tristan are working together.
And Aurora.
Well, that's the question.
She is. She still has her own little agenda, but she's working with them.
How do you guys feel?
Aurora is different.
I know, we're suckers. I think we're kind of being like, the audience is supposed to be like how Klaus is supposed to be, which is supposed to kind of, for a second, believe her, which I do.
But she says, you know, that she was on board with this whole thing. She was kind of distracting Klaus while Rebecca was being taken. But although she did have her own agenda, but I think it was just to keep Klaus on her side. Oh, I'm saving your sister.
If it wasn't for the fact that I think this show wants Klaus and Cammy to be together so bad, I would think Aurora is good. But we can't have Aurora be good and have her not be with Klaus. That wouldn't make any sense. So therefore, I feel like Aurora is actually bad or crazy. Because how else are we going to deal with separating the two of them?
I'm going to go with she's crazy. Because it seems like she's got the crazy eye of like, I'm not going to tell you where your sister is. Just know that she's fine. Now get back over here in bed with me and do me now before I have something bad happen to her.
Like that she's was a threat, right?
Yeah, it was kind of threatening. It's like she's using having Rebecca's body to get what she wants, which is sex with Klaus and love. But she's never fully going to have his heart because he's clearly moved on.
Mm. Well, with that being said, though, it's kind of nice to see Klaus being controlled by someone. I'm not going to lie. I feel like there's not a lot of characters that come in from the outside that have that control over him. Mm. And this character does.
See, I completely agree with you that not that many people have control over him, if anybody. But I don't know if I like to see it because I don't want that to be the motivation for why he is sleeping with her. I don't want him to be sleeping with her or in love with her because if he's not, she'll murder his Elijah or won't. Tell them where Rebecca is.
That all probably turns him on, I swear. Seriously.
I think he might have some kind of a feeling for her, though.
Oh, definitely. Well, we see that tonight.
Yeah.
Well, let's just go to that part right now. We go to, after giving the tour of the graveyard, and, you know, how romantic is that? He actually takes her down.
He took her to lunch first. He took her to lunch, then the graveyard.
Where they sucked a bunch of blood, and then the graveyard. It's my dream date, honestly. And then we go, and he shows her the old art studio from 200 years ago. Pretty romantic. That actually is romantic. The other stuff, I was kidding. This is really, really sweet.
Mm-hmm. It was like a tomb in remembrance of her.
Yeah, which means that 200 years ago, he was still hung up on her because the last time they saw each other was in 1002. It's 2015, so only 200 years has he not been thinking about her. That's still, what, like 1,000 years of him lusting for her? So, I mean, I guess that's cool.
Are you saying that you think in 200 years something could have changed?
No, I'm saying in 200 years it's not that much time that he could still actually have feelings for her. Like, if he held on to her for 1,000 years, 200 years is, like, no time is at all for him to jump right back into being super in love with her.
Even Elijah said to Freya he's concerned about Klaus's, you know, the influence that Aurora has over Klaus. So I think not only are we seeing it from Klaus, but everybody else knows this, too, and all the characters.
I just kind of wish that we had heard about her, like, last season or something, that, like, you know, Aurora's name was dribbled in to be like, this is going to be, you know, that this guy, that Klaus has a history with her.
I feel the same way with Stefan and Valerie from Vampire Diaries. Like the two shows have very similar strengths and very similar weaknesses. And it's no wonder because they share creators sometimes. But I do agree it would be so much more meaningful if we had known that Klaus had a long-lost love, because it's hard for me to believe that if he really was thinking about her every day, it never came up.
Yeah, and Darlise in the chat just said that Klaus has only been in love with four people, and I agree with that, but then also it's only four people that we know of, because every season there's a new person who was the love of Klaus's life back in the day that kind of gets reignited, so...
This is the first.
Yeah, this is...
Say it is, though. Say it is only four people. Over 1,200... I mean...
Yeah, that's a
very small amount of people to be in love with a person every few hundred years, couple hundred years. I think that's legitimate.
So what, who are we saying? Aurora, Caroline... Is Caroline included in this?
I think you have to include
Catherine.
Aurora. We can include Tatia. Tatia.
Are we including Cammy?
No L-bomb has been dropped with Cammy, so I wouldn't count her.
I don't think I could go that way. But Speaking of Cammy, though, I think it's interesting that all the time Klaus is kind of worried about her whereabouts and that she's safe and everything, and he was just completely not having Cammy on the brain tonight with Aurora around.
There was no Camille action tonight. Absolutely not. Because Cammy is doing big girl stuff. This is what I'm loving about her character this season. She has purpose. She isn't just Klaus's love interest and all this stuff. What?
She always had this purpose. She always had this room.
That's why I said what like that, Katie, because I knew you were going to say that. You've been the biggest Cammy fan from day one, and you know what? Good for you, because I'm coming around. I'm coming onto your team right now. Loving what they're doing with Cammy. She has a reason to be here. But my biggest problem is exactly how Lucien lays it out by the end of the episode. T, you wrote the exact quote in your note that she ends up saying to him something along the lines of, we're always going to beat you as a human. Or
against vampires, humans always lose.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I don't care how big and bad Cammy is for a human. She can't hold up to our originals, and not even to our vampires, not even to the Marcells of the world. So I like what they're doing, but it's still like, maybe I want her to not be our resident human anymore.
She's the brain, though. She is the brain. She has this beautiful psychological thing going on that I think is what's important about her character, because that character can touch vampires and the supernatural creatures that they didn't think humans could affect them, but she does.
Yeah, and she holds her own a little better than Kenny does tonight, because Kenny ends up slitting his own artery in his ankle. In all fairness, he was compelled.
You know, a lot of people are compelled, though. They don't... They fight. Yeah, they don't really kind of know what's going on at the same time.
What do you mean, Katie?
Well, Cammy knew when Klaus was using her back in season 1 and 2 for, like, therapy sessions. She was aware when he was there, but then as soon as he left, it was like she couldn't talk about it and remember it, and then he come around again. So I think it's still true to their form.
The messed up part is also, I keep saying the messed up part. There's so many messed up parts.
The whole show is the messed up part.
But Lucien, not only is he compelling Kenny to basically have a really bad rest of his life, but he's also compelling Cammy to forget that this situation happened. So Cammy's not even going to know that she gave the medallion to Lucien. And nobody's going to...
I mean, there's still a lot of time, because he's got to drain her of vervain first, which means that there is still time for Klaus to be like, I haven't talked to Cammy in a while. Or for someone, even Davina or Haley, to be like, yo, I haven't heard from Cammy, and a search party to go out and find her before that happens.
Hopefully.
If they do find her before that happens, I don't think it's because they're looking for Cammy. I think it's and if they are, it's going to be Vincent, not Klaus. But I think it's more like they're looking for Lucien. And Cammy ends up hanging there with blood dripping from her.
Yeah, and it could be Vincent, too, because, I mean, they kind of explained how he's not looking for her right now by saying that Lucien texted him and said that, you know,
I'm
back home watching Real Housewives. And also the chat role told us that the four people they were talking about were Aurora, Tatia, Caroline, and Cammy as the four people that Klaus has been in love with.
So Cammy is the L word.
Which,
like it.
Two of them happened within, like, a year of each other, so it's like, does Klaus really fall in love? Mm-mm. It's like 500 years apart, and then...
No, he loves Caroline. That's not a year of each other. That's like 5 years.
No, but I'm saying, like, between, like, him leaving Caroline and then finding Cammy, that was probably...
He's still in love with Caroline, so I'm not even going to go there.
Caroline!
And I'm in denial.
Yeah, I know. It's tough.
I felt really bad for the detective, though, tonight. The way that he compelled him in the end to forget it, and you're nothing, you're never going to solve this case.
That was a low blow.
That's, like, a worse thing to say to someone than kind of go kill yourself. I mean, like, it depends what people think about that, but it's just basically having him have a miserable life, living, feeling bad for himself.
I'm hoping that, similarly, when people, once they know that they've been compelled, like once Cammy was aware that she'd been having those sessions, that compulsion drops. I'm hoping that that somehow he'll get his life back.
It'll drop if Lucien dies. The compulsion will wear off. That's all I kept thinking. I'm like, well, when Lucien eventually dies, because he will die.
You think so?
Yeah.
I love it when Katie gets dark. She's so happy all the time. And she's like, he will die.
He will.
Well, we learned tonight what the plan is finally. From the, what were we calling them? The Trinity?
The Trinity.
That's what we are calling Aurora and Tristan and Lucien. They're the Trinity. And what the Trinity is trying to do is they're trying to get the originals in one place sheltered off. So we were thinking they were trying to break their sires and whatnot. We were way overcomplicating things. They just want to, like, put them in a box away from the world, essentially.
They basically want to, it sounds like, re-dagger them, except mm-hmm. a little darker, where no one can touch or find them so that they can live their lives forever and ever, and these people will just be asleep.
But I don't think it's really that off to break the sire lines. I feel like that somehow there could be a way, and I forget who said it in the comment in YouTube, but Haley, who was it that said it? Tristan said to Haley he finds her interesting because she's not in the sire line because she is...
human.
Yeah, and her own little hybrid line. Yeah, so she's not in the sire line. So do you think they could make themselves hybrid somehow and then not be in the sire line
I mean, they did go after her tonight to try and eliminate her from the equation because she poses some sort of threat to them. So
Davina?
Haley. We're talking about Haley. Yeah, yeah. Sorry.
But you can't turn into, if you're a vampire, you can't turn, like, if you're a werewolf, you can turn into a vampire, then you're a hybrid. But if you're already a vampire, you can't turn into a werewolf hybrid, right?
We haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think this is interesting because what Aurora says tonight is that the problems that Tristan and Lucien just could never get along, which seems like it would be the downfall of their relationship. It poses so many questions. Number one, did they hire this girl, Alexis, and just feed her lines, this BS stuff about one by friend, one by foe, one by family? Because Aurora says that the plan is actually just to leave them in a box somewhere. That's not anybody dying.
But, I mean, maybe dying was a drastic measure, but one of them will be put to sleep by a friend, one by a foe, one by family. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe that's what the... 'cause prophecies, here's the problem with prophecies. You never get the full story. You get one part of it, and so then it's in your head, and how you interpret that, I think, kind of defines the course of action that actually happens. Like, you have to read between the lines on that a lot. So yeah.
I was happy to see the originals getting along better tonight's episode, because based on that, you're right, T, they've been fighting, and a lot of it's because one's by family, and they are all kind of out to get each other. But Klaus and Elijah duked it out tonight. And you know what? They were a little bit better for it. Freya steps in and she starts seeing everything. By the way, I didn't know that was something that witches could do. Just walk in the room and see what had just happened.
Mm-hmm.
Does that happen to her every time she walked into a room?
It was cool. It made sense. Like in the scene too. I was like, oh, that makes sense to me for some reason.
Was it just a way that they were showing us the fight or she was looking at it like that though?
No, I think she was...
I kind of took it more how Katie's thinking of it, where she's seeing the stuff is messed up and like, oh, okay, like, this happened here. Kind of like when a detective walks through a crime scene and they're putting together, like, this person was pushed from this angle over here and the shooter had to be up there at a 45 degree.
Because then she's like, want to tell me what happened?
Right. But it doesn't really matter how she did see it. She figures it out. They cop up to it. And then they're all on Team Rebecca. You know, we have bigger problems to deal with. We have bigger things going on. We need to join together. People are trying to kill us. Our sister is out somewhere. Freya's ripping shots with Rebecca. Oh, my God. If we go down this path that Freya becomes an alcoholic and we actually have to spend time on that, I'm not going to be okay with that. But, like, girlfriend needs to maybe get it a little bit together. She's taking a lot of shots. But, all right, sisterly bonding. I was kind of into seeing Freya and Rebecca chat tonight.
I liked their friendship tonight. Mm-hmm. And it made me like Freya more because I know I've been the slowest converter to being
I'm with you.
On Team Freya. Oh. But tonight she did a lot of good things. And I was very proud of her and very happy that she was part of the family.
And I love that. Sorry, Kitty. I love that moment when she woke up from being, like, you know, put out, and she just freaked, like, oh my God, where's Rebecca? Where's Rebecca? And then she put the marbles out. And that was, like, the first thing. She just woke up and panicked.
The first time they ever bonded was in that house when they were all captive, you know? And I think I liked seeing the sisters together. I want more of it.
I do. I want more of it too. And I also like seeing Freya with Elijah tonight. And I like seeing Elijah be honest with Freya about what happened in the past. I think that this is so one of the most messed up things that Elijah's ever done. I mean, Katie, try to defend your man here.
Listen, I think it was pretty brilliant because they got their dad, who was crazy, and after them off their track.
I mean, I can't really argue with Katie on that one, because if you are the one who's being hunted, and this person's never going to stop hunting after you, what do? You curse someone else who... Listen, they were not great people either, so, I mean...
I did not say that it wasn't brilliant. It was absolutely brilliant. Horrible, but brilliant.
Yes.
This is somebody that Klaus loved. They sired all of them. They turned all these people. Then they made them believe that they were the actual Michelsons and made them run from the guy that we know is the most dangerous man in all of the world for 100 years.
I think maybe after they turned them, they kind of thought, maybe we shouldn't have turned them.
So now let's make them run?
It seems like we still haven't seen the full story of what happened after everyone got turned and what went down to make Elijah do these things.
We've heard him say he thinks Tristan's crazy. Mm-hmm. And we see Lucien's crazy.
And also Aurora.
Yeah.
Trinity's a little cray-cray. I'll give it to them.
I mean, I think that Elijah has a dark side that we've gotten to see a lot over the past couple years, which we didn't know really existed.
Hashtag red door.
Yeah. With that being said, his darkness comes from a smart place that usually makes sense.
Yeah, that's the number one comment that was just going on in the chat. Elijah is smart. It's always been smart, which is very, very true. They're all smart in their own way, which is why Rebecca does... We do find Rebecca. Freya does her little spell. She ends up getting over there. And she does her witchy magic, completely bests Aya. Oh, by the way, at this point, Rebecca's already changed bodies and woken up and fought Aya a little bit.
Was the body just there already, or...?
No, Aya had brought it. That was part of the... Aya found the body.
Oh, she found the other body.
Rebecca's
okay.
Like, I'm guessing you found my body and brought it here. And Aya's like, touche, let's fight.
I thought you just said I had brought it. It was there, because I had left it there.
Oh, I could see why Aya is tricky. I brought it there. Yeah. I do kind of talk like that, too. It's very East Coast. You know, I did this one time. So Freya ends up going there, fighting them off. But I'm thinking, okay, so if she can beat Aya, how are we ever going to have Aya beat her? Well, Aya had a way bigger plan here. Girl is... probably the biggest threat to us right now on the show. Even more so than Trinity, I think. Aya is a wild card.
I don't like her at all.
I actually despise her.
Yeah.
Like, I feel hatred in my soul for her.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, Katie, the lover of love, is on my team. Hate for Aya. Which means the actress is doing a great job. Because yeah. I think that's how we're supposed to feel. How are you guys feeling about her?
I don't like her either, but usually when I don't like people, I'm like, but they're interesting. I want to hear more about them, but I actually don't really care to.
Yeah, I don't want to learn more about her, but I don't like when she's around because she's usually trying to hurt someone who I consider a friend.
Yeah.
So
I don't
like
Aya.
These are my
only
friends on the original.
I know. I get it. It's tough. It was interesting to watch Freya not be able to get her sister out of the situation and be completely bested. Couldn't do anything. And now Rebecca, guys, I hate to say it, but Claire Holt.
Okay, so I love Rebecca, and she's my girl. I love her. Love Claire Holt. But she totally brought this on herself because it's like, get out of there. Everyone's
she
telling
is
you to
trying
go.
To bring
she's
her trying, brother
she's
try- back to life.
Here's Let's the thing. Your that. Other brother is telling you that there is a huge threat. You need to come home now. You can go back to Morocco after this has settled down. Like, it's not like she's doesn't have the money to get back over to Morocco at some point. You've tracked down the witch you need to talk to. Go handle stuff at home and then come back to her when you're not when your life's not in danger.
She is so close to getting this spell and it's her brother.
So many of the Strix are around right now. Like, get your ass out of there.
You're not going to be able to bring him back when you've got people trying to kill you. So you need to
Katie, all she needed was the spell. She has everything else. She has his blood and the dust and the two siblings, whatever.
She knows where the witch is. She can go back and get that spell. She could call her, FaceTime her. They got FaceTime in Morocco.
Guys, Cole is a disaster.
Yeah.
I mean, we know once and
he's my favorite character on the show.
I love him, and that's one of the characters that I like. It's like, he's bad, but I love him. I want to keep him around.
Colvina forever.
He likes dark magic.
Yeah, but why, you know, know, so Rebecca feels guilty, you know, all of that. But it's just, you know, it's going to be a mess.
Oh, gosh. What? Aurora is really smart. She's crazy, but she's smart because she had her guys take Rebecca and hide Rebecca. Now she's safe. She doesn't have to worry about anybody, her brothers crossing her or anything. Anybody crossing her because she's
Rebecca or Aurora?
Aurora. Because she's going to hide Rebecca and not tell anybody where she is. So now her sire line is safe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's really, really smart.
But, I mean, they were never going to kill her. Or at least that's the plan was never to kill Rebecca. So she could still turn Rebecca's body over to them to, like, get their lines safe, too. Or whatever they were going
to
do.
But maybe they would try to unsire and then kill. I don't know. I don't think she... I think that she's... They're all working together at the same time they're working alone.
If they were all working together, why would Aurora have told Klaus what she told them?
Because they're also working alone.
She's a double agent.
Yeah, they're all double agents over there.
So Original's plan is to kill Trinity's. Trinity's plan is just to box up Original's, but Original's now decide that they want to kill Trinity. That's the game plan, which isn't going to work well because, first of all, Klaus loves Aurora, maybe. And second of all, Aurora knows where Rebecca is, so they're not going to kill her before they know where their sister is, which is the constant dilemma with Rebecca. I feel like how many times have we been like, oh, gotta keep this person alive, gotta find Rebecca.
And I feel like they're not going to have Aurora want her brother killed. Because even if he's like a terrible person, it's kind of like the relationship of Rebecca and Klaus. Klaus is a horrible person, daggers her all the time, she can't trust him, but she also doesn't want anyone to kill him.
Right.
So, where does that leave everyone?
I don't know.
She's not going to let Klaus and Elijah kill her brother. So then they're going to have to kill her.
She hates... Aurora admits tonight that she hates Elijah so much. And Elijah is Lucien's, right? Or, no, Elijah is Tristan's. Elijah's Tristan's. Do we think that she would be willing to kill Elijah if it meant losing Tristan? Does she have animosity towards Tristan for leaving her, medicating her, leaving her home and all that? Maybe that's her game plan here. Try to take out Elijah. A lot of different things that could be happening, but for now...
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Boo69Bs just said they can compel Aurora to tell them where Rebecca is. We did forget about that one little aspect that Originals can compel anyone they want and get answers, so...
I feel as if she might have found a way for that not to happen if she right now was so certain that... Because she's sitting in bed and she said, I'm not going to tell you where Rebecca is, essentially. Don't you think he would have just been like, where's my sister?
Unless he's playing a long game here. Because right now, with Rebecca not being there, she's actually safer until they get this whole thing sorted.
I think we've seen this previously where vampires take a little bit of vervain every day so that they can't be compelled even by Originals. I feel like we've seen that, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe she can't be compelled. I don't know, but that's a really interesting point. And potentially a plot hole.
So, yeah, wait, didn't Elijah try to compel Lucien before and he didn't even listen?
Well, yeah, well, someone just put that in the chat role too. Oh. With the wolf bite. So they clearly have weapons because Aurora tells them that they spent centuries looking for weapons to defeat the Originals right now and to take them down. So we don't know what's in their arsenal. We don't know what kind of dark objects they have and that they can use against these guys to heal themselves and do whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys in the chat are so awesome right now. Catherine did it in season two. That's what I was thinking of. So compelling would be too easy. Yeah. I think we're all in agreement there. But meanwhile, we have to get Elijah back home because we have issues going on, guys. That nobody can handle. Haley can't handle it. Marcel can't handle it. There's a big bad we've never even heard of. What's the nickname? Red Door.
Shenmin
and his Red Sorrow?
Red Sparrow.
Saratura? No.
Oh, no, that's the last thing.
No, Red.
Wait, I'm going to find
him. Shemin?
No, he's called
Red. Red Sorrow?
Let's just call him Shemin.
I said Red Sorrow. I said Red Sorrow was the first thing that I said. Also, Sam, what are you just throwing out there? Just words from the episode. I love it. I love this panel late night. We get real silly here at AfterBuzz TV. So, this dude is crazy. Crazy strong, breaks the chair, doing all this stuff. He's following Haley. I can't even believe that Haley managed to get him back to this place and that he didn't just kill her in the street.
Did she or did he let her?
No, I don't think he let her.
Do you like how I did that slow turn to the camera too, like all mysterious? That was cool.
No, I definitely see what you did there. I just don't agree with it. But I love you and see what you did. At any point were you guys thinking, even as he's holding Haley and Marcel's hearts, wow, we might lose one of them right now.
Okay. Yes, I did, because there's things on the internet about, you know, is this character actually gone? And, you know, oh my gosh, like, can you believe this happened to so-and-so?
All right,
so the
pause,
whole episode...
Pause. What she's talking about right now is that we heard that Jackson was going to die tonight and Tiana came into the studio crying. Continue.
So I was like, clearly someone's gonna die tonight. So when he had both of their hearts, as much as I was also thinking someone's gonna walk in and save them, because if their hearts come out, there's no coming back from that. I was also thinking, man, what if one of these guys actually dies right now? Like, that would be the original taking a huge kind of, like,
yeah.
What were you guys thinking? Maybe?
It was really stressful in the moment, but I just didn't think anybody was gonna die.
Did you think that Shenmin was going to die, or...?
Yes, eventually, but I was stressed out. They did a good job with that.
What are you laughing about over there?
Because I can't, because I just still, it's like Shenmin, Shenmai, like...
They said it so fast every time.
The what's it called? The subtitles said Shenmin.
Yeah.
Okay. Shenmin. Yeah, he was very threatening, but we keep having these incredibly threatening characters. Like, last week with, what was the character name that he... Was that last week and he came in and guested on our show? With
that was 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago? What was the character name? I don't remember. He was Aya's trainer. And he was really horrifying. And then we killed him so quick. Shenmin tonight killed him so quick.
Who was, like, part of whose army?
What?
Oh, crap.
Are you talking about the Marcel Under Army?
No, like they said before he turned into a vampire, he was a part of like Genghis Khan's like
torture squad
and stuff.
That's
like
exactly
he was a badass before.
Mohinder,
right. We killed him really quick. So I feel like we're getting used to taking down these really, really big bad people.
But I was shocked that he even told them some information that he told them.
Why? He was compelled.
But then he killed himself. He could have just pulled the kill himself card quicker.
What was the thing that made him kill himself? What was the question that was asked that he didn't want to answer?
What is the weapon that can kill him?
Yeah.
What?
The weapon that's going to be able to kill, that they're searching
for.
That they need Davina for to activate, which is scary because we all know Davina wants Klaus gone. So she would totally be on the Strix's side.
Leave my girl alone. Davina is not going to be on their side because she has Haley as a mentor now, and we even seen today that Haley and Davina were on the phone, and she says, I'm going to be a little late, so we know that they're staying true to their friendship. I'm not worried about Davina's flipping anymore.
But the three of the Michelsons that are being chased after right now, don't stop her from getting back to Cole. Like, all three of those guys can go down and Davina be like, okay, whatever, as long as I get Cole back. So I think it is something to be worried about because Davina wants Klaus gone so bad. Elijah has done her wrong so many times. Rebecca has done her wrong so many times. The only Michelson she wants is Cole.
Yeah, but then the next people that would be the oldest, if our originals are sleeping, would be the Trinity. And those people can't be oldest and smartest vampires.
Well, I mean, I feel like after that, they should just go back to wherever the hell they've been for 1,000 years and, like, live their life like they were.
I feel like you need to snap your fingers after that. You need to go back to where you're from,
Go back to wherever the hell you was at all these years.
Exactly. Okay, I feel like we're getting into prediction territory. Anything before we get there, guys?
No.
I can tell, Sam, what was that? The open mouth. I knew it was coming. All right, predictions.
Okay, predictions. I'll start, if y'all don't mind.
Ooh. Ooh. Yep.
Okay. I think that at the end of the day, everyone, and which is happening, like, that we've known from the beginning, is gonna all kind of band together for a bigger bad. You know, we've already seen enemies become friends, friends become enemies, it switch back and forth. I think for sure that Cammy loves somewhere. I, like, someone's gotta snatch that hottie up. She's so cute. I do love it's Klaus. It's either Klaus.
Yes.
Or it's the cop.
Kenny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not Vincent?
No.
Not Marcel?
Marcel is over. That's done.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are your predictions?
I think that everybody is working together, the Trinity, and they're also working separately, and I'm really scared about their motives. I can't trust them.
Okay. My prediction is that Jackson will not die right now. I'm not saying he won't eventually, ever. And I also think that I agree with Katie that there's more to this story and that they are kind of working together in some way. But I'd like to believe that Hope is going to be kind of a key player in saving everyone. I think whatever...
Where was she tonight?
Jackson was watching her like a good stepfather.
We haven't seen her though for a while.
We haven't seen her for a while, and I think them coming after Haley means something about that line and kind of how they aren't really tied to any one sire, and what exactly did they mean by she poses a threat to us when they were talking about Haley.
All right, I think those are great predictions, and I know that the people out there are going to want to keep talking to you guys throughout the week. So, Tiana, I know it's going to be tough. It's going to be a long 7 days. How can the people make it easier on you? Where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Periscope at the Tiana Hobson, and also on Snapchat at Tiana _ Hobson.
You guys can find me on Twitter at Katie E.E. Campbell. That's Katie with 3 E's. Campbell. Instagram at KatieCampbell13 and YouTube.com/KatieCampbellOnline. I have a vlog. I put out new videos this week. You should check them out.
And you guys can find me, Sam Davidson, at samdavidsonentertainment.com and on Twitter and Instagram at samd43.
And Donald wishes he could be here. You guys can find him at Tigris Hobbs. He loves you guys so much, and he's still watching, so make sure you keep in contact with him. He will be back in a couple weeks to join us. He's got some really exciting things he's been booking, exciting stuff going on. You can find me at Roxy Stryer. I just started a new show over at Screen Junkies called TV Fights. It's on Tuesdays at 4 p.m. going
make
live
sure
this
Tuesday.
Make sure
you tune in and watch our girl Roxy kill it.
I love you guys. You're the absolute best. You original fans, thanks for sticking with us this whole time. It's been an absolute pleasure. We'll see you next week. Same time. Same place.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.